Glad you're with us. Why don't we always seemingly walk out of big box stores with more items than were on our list? Retail and marketing experts say a warehouse chain like Costco casts its spell on customers in a variety of ways. Here's Charles Passy, reporter at MarketWatch. Charles, what about Costco gold bars and air fryers?
Well, you know, we've heard a lot about Costco and gold bars in the last few weeks. So, you know, it turns out that, I mean, Costco's been selling these gold bars, these 1 ounce gold bars, for a few months now. But, you know, reports started coming out that they're selling up to 200 million of them a month. I mean, that's a lot of gold. And, you know, I started thinking, why is everybody getting so nutty about these Costco gold bars? And I immediately flashed on the most important thing I could think of, which is the fact that I bought an air fryer that I didn't need at Costco about 5 years ago. So, I mean, I've used the thing about 10 times or whatever. And, you know, it got me thinking, you know, what is it about Costco that gets people to buy stuff? And one might argue buy stuff that they don't really need. I mean, people might want the gold. People might love their air fryer. But I, you know, I'm thinking there are people who end up, you know, Costco is a very powerful force as a retailer. And they just employ a lot of good techniques to get people to buy things. You know, sometimes it's where they position things in a store. Mm-hmm. You know, the air fryer was front and center for me, but there may be other factors involved.
Well, you said it best. I think you called it like the Costco spell.
Right. They cast a spell on you or whatever, you know. And what one marketing expert explained to me is it's all about abundance. You know, Costco sells a lot of things. I mean, yes, so does Walmart. But, you know, Costco goes from toilet paper to air fryers to gold bars in one fell swoop or whatever. And there are very few retailers that are that really do that. And as a result, that overabundance kind of triggers us to think, well, I'll just buy there. You know, I mean, it kind of gets those salivary glands, those retail salivary glands, you know, going or whatever. And of course, the other factor is that their pricing is terrific. You know, so people think, well, I'm getting a bargain, so I'll just buy it, you know, whatever. They don't necessarily think maybe I'm spending on something that I don't necessarily want or need. They just think I'm getting a bargain. And by the way, that even extends to the gold, as Costco explained to me. So basically, Costco is charging, you know, according to reports, about 2% above markup for the gold. But, you know, think about this. If you're a Costco executive member, you automatically get a 2% rebate. So it already brings the cost down to essentially the price of gold. But if you use a Costco rebate card, a Visa card, you get another 2%. And other you know, Visa cards that have or credit cards that have various structures might work as well. So think about it. You're actually buying the gold for less than the actual price of gold. I mean, wow. Pretty good deal, except you got to ask yourself, do you really want that gold?
Right. We're speaking with Charles Passy, personal finance reporter at MarketWatch. His story is called What Do Costco's Air Fryers and Gold Bars Have in Common? As he found out, quite a lot. I can't believe I'm going to ask this, but are gold bars actually a loss leader for Costco?
Well, I mean, it would seem to be the case. If Costco's not making any money on them, or at the very least, they're making at best a 2% markup, you know, it's kind of like gold bars are the equivalent of, you know, the $1.50 hot dog and soda combo for Costco. You know, it gets people in the door, or more importantly, it gets them to retain their membership.
Thanks, Charles. Charles Passy, reporter at MarketWatch. Coming up next, filming yourself at the gym.